So, beginning by just noticing how you feel right now. How are you showing up for this guided constructive rest experience? And this is one of those great questions that there cannot be a wrong answer to it. So, just asking, how is it with me right now? And you might like the answer to that, and you might not. It might be neutral. But just noticing. And in the sense, some specific things you might notice is, how tense do I feel? How connected to myself do I feel? Does my mind, what's my mind state? Is it real squirrely and active, or is it dull and kind of lethargic, or calm and bright? I mean, that's nice. That's always nice. So just noticing how things are with you. And then take a look at, where you're going to do this practice now. And take however much time it takes. There is no prescribed amount of time this should take to get into your lying down arrangement. And if you're not able to lie down right now, then sense into the support that you're sitting in or reclining in. But really see, can I move with awareness into lying down? And I'm going to be guiding as though we're all in the classic semi-supine arrangement, which is lying on the back with a little support under the back of the head and the feet flat on the floor with knees up toward the ceiling. If you're in a different position than this, that's okay. Just take whatever guidance you hear and apply it as you can. So, to begin, let's recognize that we're no longer upright. When you were upright a few moments ago, there were muscles working and bones engaging in particular ways in relation to gravity, but now, nothing needs to hold you up. The only thing holding you up is Earth's gravity. So to begin, accepting the support that's underneath you. So tune in to where you're feeling wherever you're feeling contact at the back. And how much more fully could you be contacting and accepting the support of gravity underneath you? Just scan through your body and see now, are there places that are lifting up or pushing down? And can that work? Can that effort stop now? Everything that I'm going to be suggesting or inviting you to explore is just that, an invitation. This process of constructive rest is really a huge shift from attending to the outer world and then moving to attending to the inner world. Or just this, just the way this body is right now here? And what's it like to have no requirements? Nothing is being asked of you right now, let alone demanded or expected. So just being here, lying in supported earth gravity. This is why they call it radical rest, because it's kind of goes against all our conditioning to be doing nothing. And so now that's the resting part, the letting go, the accepting the support of the earth. The constructive part of constructive rest is maybe bringing a little active thinking to the experience you're having right now, lying here. So I could invite you to just let go everywhere and be really like a big blob lying on the floor or sitting in your chair. But better change happens when we direct how that change happens. So in general, when we go from being upright to lying down like this and let go into the support of the earth, the body opens. It lets go, and it lets go in a couple of basic directions, and one of them is outward. So your spine is getting longer as you lie here. And you can cooperate with that or participate with that by thinking, my spine is free to be as long and open as it is. Or you might think a direction like lengthening out through my tailbone and up through the crown of my head. Lengthening out through my tailbone and up through the crown of my head. And as the spine lengthens, the ribs widen. In fact, the torso, the whole torso, just getting a little bit wider, kind of like a cold pat of butter sitting on a plate on a hot summer day, gradually expands outward in all directions. So whatever tension you might be aware of is melting away, and you can give it a direction of lengthening and widening. And you might notice the part of you that thinks it needs to do this lengthening and widening. Oh. Maybe you can even let that go. Honestly, constructive rest is really just the exercise of allowing, of non-interference, and beingness, being with the way it is in the body. So now you might tune in to how it is in your breathing. Noticing that the moment you bring attention to the breath, it changes. Now, the breath is a very helpful teacher about non-doing. Because it's completely effortless to breathe. Even if you are having breathing difficulties today, or you have some respiratory condition that makes breathing difficult for you, even people in that situation can know that their body is breathing right now. Your body is breathing. You're not doing it. It's happening, but you're not doing it. And luckily, you don't have to do it. You can simply feel it. So let's set the intention to feel the next 5 or 6. We don't have to put a final number on it, but the next 5 or 6 full breaths in and out. Simply quietly feeling your body breathing. Is there anything in what you're feeling as you follow the breath that brings ease into your experience? Those widening and lengthening and opening and expansive kinds of senses that we were playing with a few minutes ago, is there anything about the breath that helps that connection? What are you sensing in your breath or your body or both that you appreciate right now? For many of us, we are in midwinter. I know that a number of you are not tuning in to these sessions from the northeast of the United States, but for many of us who are local here to Philadelphia, it's really cold. So I'd like to bring this session of constructive rest to a close by encouraging us to notice what happens when we feel really cold. You know, if there's people here from Australia or, you know, Cape Town or something where it's not winter, then you can experience where things are really hot. But for a lot of us, it's really cold. And, you know, what happens when we feel cold? We pull in, we get tight, we contract. So, constructive rest is really a lot about completing those experiences. It's the best way to put it. You may notice throughout the day that you feel really tight, and it might have been from when you were cold 3 hours ago. So, as we're finishing this constructive rest, are there any places in the body that would be willing to open just a little bit more? And in thinking about taking, because one of the things about, I mean, this is a practice. It's a practice of listening deeply to the body, of learning how to send directions for ease and balance and poise. And it's a time of rest. But it's also about then allowing the body to remember itself, both literally and figuratively, but also to reset. And so then when we come to the time, this end of time of practice, it doesn't have to shut off. You can carry with you into whatever's next for you. So for those of us who are living in a really cold climate right now, just know that you can take all the lovely openness and release and whatever this CR session brought you, you can take that with you into whatever is next. And the way that we do that is by bringing some awareness into transitioning from lying down to sitting up. So as you move, I'm going to give you another, 30 to 60 seconds to transfer now very gradually. Take 2 or 5 minutes if you need, stay down if you're not ready to get up. But if you're ready to transition up, let's see what kind of upright body can come from 20 minutes of lying down. And how do we maintain that in activity? Good. So take some time. Most of you are probably going to need to, if you're lying down, you're going to need to roll over onto one side. Then you can keep rolling in that same direction and come up on your hands and knees and then come up to standing. Or you can be lying on your side and kind of push up into sitting and then find your way up from there. See if you can be open and not contracting. What's the least amount of work you can do to get upright again? It's such an interesting experiment. We could have spent the whole half an hour doing that. And so whether you're now more upright or you've elected to stay lying down, which I totally support. just notice how you are now. We started the session. Not everybody came in right at the beginning, but at the very beginning, I asked folks to notice, like, how is it with you? And so notice any changes. And they might not all be wonderful positive. Let's not assume. You might be more in touch with grief now. Sorry, but that's what's happening. So however you are, hopefully you feel more connected to yourself.